good to see all of you on this summer day. It's actually quite pleasant in here. Today we have, it's sort of like lessons and carols. It's a little bit of a different format that focuses on going on a journey as we enter into summer. Summer often brings vacations and travels and opportunities to step out of the busyness of our daily lives. Sometimes we visit with family and friends, encounter new places and experiences, and enjoy rest and relaxation. Scripture tells us of many travelers and journeys. Abraham set off with a promise and little else. The Israelites began their 40-year trek with excitement, but soon complained and grumbled when the way became difficult. Mary and Joseph had little control over their destination or departure date. The Magi rerouted their trip after visiting Herod. Jesus and his disciples wandered through towns and countryside. Paul ventured out with zeal and purpose, finding welcome in some places and hostility in others. This service progresses through the stages of many journeys, plans and preparations, setting out, on the road, when the way becomes hard, and joyful homecomings. Wherever our travel of life takes us, whether near or far, God remains our steadfast guide and companion. Our gathering song is one that you will know, Guide Me, Ever Great Redeemer, and it is 618. I will invite you to rise if you are able. Created space and time, journeyed with us in human form, and travels with us still, be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, our beginning and our end, you kept Abraham and Sarah in safety throughout the days of their pilgrimage. You led the children of Israel through the midst of the sea, and by a star you led the Magi to the infant Jesus. Protect and guide us when we travel near or far. Make our ways safe and our homecomings joyful, and bring us at last to our heavenly home, where you dwell in glory with our Lord Jesus Christ and the life-giving Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'll invite you to be seated for the psalm. You'll find that on page 5, and we will read it responsively by whole verse. Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out. O Lord, you have known me. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways. You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. We'll listen to the readings now.
A reading from Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the ruler, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
You will find the dialogue in your guides. Please join me. What should we pack as we begin our journey?
What should we bring along?
The Word of God to illumine our path.
The light of Christ to show us the way.
The gifts of the Spirit to share with those we meet.
The love of God to be our compassion and guide.
Let us pray. God of our salvation, you are the source of all our beginnings. As we plan for our journeys, strengthen us through your word. Orient our lives toward Christ, the bright morning star. Send your Holy Spirit as our companion along the way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We'll sing verse 1 and 2 of hymn 514, O Word of God Incarnate, 514, verse 1 and 2.
A reading from Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he moved on the hill country to the east of Bethel and pitched his tent. And with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages towards Negev.
God called to Abraham, "Go, set out, and I will bless you." God calls to us, "Come, feel the water on your head. Hear the promise of new life. Spread my word through all the world." Let us pray. God of beginnings, you called Abraham and Sarah, leading them to unknown places. In the waters of baptism, you claim us and send us out as your children. Wash us with your grace and shower us with your spirit so that we journey into the world overflowing with your love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's stand up for this one. Little movement might help us sing along. I'm going on a journey, hymn 446. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout all Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. On the Galilean road, Jesus stopped to reflect and pray.
"We too long for rest and a balm for our souls."
Seeing those in need, Jesus healed, taught, and fed. Holding the children close, Jesus blessed them.
"For to such as these, the kingdom of heaven belongs."
On the road to Bethlehem, the true light came into the world.
"And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory."
Let us pray. God of incarnation, you entered our world as a tiny baby, and you journey with us through each stage of our lives. Be with our children and youth who are growing in your love. Guide us all as the years and decades pass. Send us in the light of your grace and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hymn 636, "How Small Our Span of Life," and we'll sing verses 1 and 2. Hymn 636, verse 1 and 2. When the way becomes hard, a reading from 1 Kings. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "So may the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asks that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on a hot stone and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. We sit like Elijah alone in the wilderness.
It is enough, O Lord.
The troubles of life overwhelm our spirits. The way seems too dark, the valleys too deep. God rescues us from despair and grants us strength.
You are beloved, my precious child.
Let us pray. God of our sorrows, when we grieve a loved one, face an illness, or lose a job, the road seems long, lonely, and treacherous. Comfort us in our despair, guide us through the wilderness, and enfold us in your loving embrace. Grant your mercy and peace to all those in need this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hymn 624, verses 1 and 4. Jesus Still Lead On. 624, verses 1 and 4. Homecomings, a reading from Philippians. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, but one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature think this way, and if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I go to prepare a dwelling place for you.
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Lord, we abide in your love. Let us pray. God of resurrection, neither death nor life will separate us from your love. Walk with us when our journeys lead toward home. Strengthen us to follow the way of the cross, and bring us at last into the joy of your heavenly kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a closer walk with thee, hymn 697, verses 1 and 2. Good mover, too. Tish Harrison Warren, an Anglican priest, writes in her book, Liturgy of the Ordinary, about Sabbath rest and the work of God. She poses this poignant question. What if Christians were known as a counter-cultural community of the well-rested, people who embrace their limits with zest and even joy? In our workaholic, image barren, over-caffeinated, entertainment addicted, and supercharged culture, submission to our creatureliness is necessary and often overlooked part of discipleship. Do Christians embody this countercultural call to Sabbath living? Summer is certainly a good time to delve into this a bit further. And this is why the worship service has been crafted around travels, trips, and journeys, a Sabbath of sorts. And whether your journeys are abroad or close to home, they offer a beautiful respite from our regular routines. In these moments, we find rest. In these moments, we have space for meaningful connection and growth. And even as travels can leave us simultaneously tired and rejuvenated, they give us a nice space. At camp last week, our theme was about Sabbath, using the story of creation and how on the seventh day God rested. God might have rested due to tiredness, but maybe even more important is that God rested to enjoy with gratitude all that was created. Perhaps this is the biggest takeaway of God resting on the seventh day. Rest helps us appreciate in its fullness all of God's good creation and to respectfully care for the gifts before us and treat all of these gifts with the dignity that God gives them. To breathe it in, breathe in the grace, and to breathe out the challenges as we walk mercifully together in this beautiful and complex world. Rest is essential, and I think Sabbath can be reclaimed. Warren writes, "Rest takes practice. Studies suggest that kids learn to rest in the same way they learn to walk and run and talk. So if rest is learned through habit and repetition, so is restlessness. And these habits of restlessness form over time. There is a profound connection between rest and sacramental rest we know each Sunday morning as we gather together in worship. We often talk about the church as a place for transformation, of a place where we can be transformed, and thus the people we meet can be transformed. And in my opinion, this may be one place where we can further delve into Sabbath, the idea of Sabbath, and how transformation can happen through this, and how it is countercultural. So take a minute and ponder this opening question for a few minutes on your own. What if Christians were known as a countercultural community of the well-rested people who embrace our limits with zest and even joy? Please join me in singing hymn 808, Lord Jesus, you shall be my song. The whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation, responding to God of the journey with "Hear Our Prayer." O God, we give you thanks for those who have traveled the path of faith, for Abraham and Sarah, who trusted in your promise, for Mary and Joseph, who acted according to your word, for Paul, who spread the good news of Christ. Lead us also in your way, your truth, and your life. God of the journey, hear our prayer. Watch over all who travel near or far. Grant rest and joy for their spirits. Be with bus drivers, flight attendants, pilots, road crews, and all who strive to make our travels safe and our homecomings joyful. God of the journey, hear our prayer. You sent your Son into the messiness of our world. Smooth the pathways between people and nations, that together we will move toward your justice and peace. God of the journey, Hear our prayer. You walk with us on all the paths of life. Be with those facing hardship this day, the grieving, the poor, the lost, the sick. Especially we pray for Kevin, George, Betty, Annika, Judy, Claire, Yvonne, Jeanette, Megan, Henry, Maureen, and John, and anyone else we name silently or aloud. Hold them in the palm of your hand. God of the journey, hear our prayer. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let's share the peace with each other. Our offering song is 756, and we will sing verse 4. Eternal Father, strong to save. So 756, verse 4. Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now we pray as you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We go forth with God's blessing. The Lord watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our final hymn. We've done some good singing today. We've covered part of the hymnal. Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. 545, we'll sing verses 1 and 2. goes with you. Thanks be to God.